Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
WEEI Afternoons from our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. A lot of your phones are powered by Verizon out there. And if you're on social media, Nick Stevens is dead on. Every time you update your Twitter, it's like they're playing a one-up game of who can say better things about the Patriots, Drake May, Mike Vrabel. The dynasty is back. He's a Hall of Fame coach, Coach of the Year, MVP. Andy Hart says he's going to the Patriots Hall of Fame. Like, it's a little bit ridiculous right now. It's a little ridiculous. But
and
it's also kind of cool. It's also much better than, like, Walk It Back Monday with Gerard Mayo and wondering where the hell the season's going and focusing on, hey, who are we going to get with the fourth pick in the – oh, the first pick, the third pick. Like, no. We're actually thinking, we're going to have to study more prospects this year because worst case scenario, we're going to be picking in the middle of the draft somewhere. We're not going to be near the top anymore.
Yeah, but we're not worried about the draft now because we're making January plans, baby. Who's the number 7 seed in the AFC right now?
Right now, if the – playoffs stupidly started today and overlapped with baseball playoffs, it would be your New England Patriots. They will be in January, we'll see, but it's going to be a talking point all year long. We will be talking about that thanks in part to the schedule maker, which isn't really a person. It's sort of just an algorithm that puts together the schedule based on record over a rotational span of years. But the schedule, the talent, the Patriots, the coach, they will be talking playoffs all year long. We are talking three-point stances because it's 3 o'clock.
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens, like the seed the Patriots are right now, if the playoffs started today, 4 months early. 617-777-7777. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, three hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready for that?
I am, and I should reference that the Patriots 3-point win fits in nicely here on the 3-point stance.
It just all connects together. Here's 60 seconds for the rest of whatever you got cooked up. Go ahead.
So the Patriots got a 3-point win. They prevented the Bills from scoring on their opening drive. In fact, they had turnover, punt, turnover early in those drives there, and that was a big factor in them having a key 6-3 lead at halftime, which Mike Vrabel said was important to him. He thought they played well enough to have a lead going into the break, and then they win the game by 3 points. Tight game. And we knew this team was going to have certain factors this year that it wanted to lean on. One is the defense. They have Christian Gonzalez back. That's great. Milton Williams making plays. They're good up the middle.
Robert Spillane has played himself into form. The guy who's not getting the credit, Zach Kerr. Zach Kerr is doing a great job calling plays, coming up with a game plan in collaboration, I'm sure, with Mike Vrabel and all the other coaches. But this is a young guy, I believe 37-year-old inside linebackers coach, who is now thrown out there having not called plays full-time, not something he expected to do when Terrell Williams was brought in as the defensive coordinator, and it's no one's fault, obviously. Terrell Williams, we wish him well, dealing with his health issues and prostate cancer. But Zach Kerr is doing a phenomenal job for your New England Patriots defense. He's a name you should learn. He seems like a rising star coach. He was an offensive coach in college. He's worked under Vrabel. Now he's calling plays for your defense that just stuck it to Josh Allen in a win in Buffalo. Zach Kerr for president.
Does he deserve a red jacket yet?
That's just ridiculous, Fitzy. Why would you bring up such crap? 3-point stance.
Yeah, God forbid.
Well, I will say that a couple things that are probably helpful. Well, one, we don't necessarily we don't know exactly how much input Terrell Williams has as he either meets or zooms in during the week. I think that's the case thus far. And it certainly does help to have somebody like Mike Vrabel, who has coached defense at the collegiate and professional level before as well. So great infrastructure. And, of course, all the money they spent on defense this offseason. But great infrastructure for somebody
who's diminishing everything he does.
I'm saying he is taking the coaching.
Put him on the clock, diminishing my guy.
Okay, I'd like to do a reverse 3-point stance, please.
I mean, no one's holding his hand when he calls the defenses out there. Everybody has collaboration, every coordinator, right? You go out there, you put together a game plan, you put together a call sheet, you put together what you like situationally, but then he has to call the plays. And we've seen it go sideways a lot in recent years with various coordinators of various experience levels on both sides of the ball. This guy was thrust into a job he really wasn't supposed to have. And I think he's doing a great job with it. Case in point, last night in Buffalo.
You don't think Vrabel is doing any kind of hand holding, at least to get him set up to be calling the plays?
Oh, to get set up? Yeah, that's the collaboration. I think that happens in every team. But when Vrabel is marching up and down and barking at people and doing different things,
yeah.
If you cut to the defensive coordinator, he's calling the next play.
Okay.
He's calling the next play. And I thought they had a nice game plan last night against Josh Allen and that offense. I thought they did. I mean, that was an offense that we had talked about had come in scoring 30-plus points every single game. You held them to 20. You kept them from getting off to the fast starts that you're used to. They had one turnover to start the year. They had three last night. And I'm not saying that's all you or Zach Kerr or anything like that, but like you put that all together, that defensive side of the ball more than did its job last night to help you get that win.
Yeah, damn right they did. Defense was awesome last night. And I think I even kind of want to continue the D party here as the 3-point stance rolls along.
All
just,
right.
Just real quick, I think we now know Zach Kerr's cell number.
Oh.
Texted in the 508. Love you guys. Good effing call, Andy. Great stance.
Nice. Thank you, Zach.
How is anyone that passionate about that? Thank you, Zach.
About an inside linebackers coach.
Here, read the number out loud. I'll see if it's the same one that I have. All right, Fitz, are you ready to go, my friends?
I am indeedly doodly, pal.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Yes, indeed. Your New England Patriots defense did play their best game of the season last night up in Buffalo in the 23-20 upset, or at least it was an upset to most people, not, of course, to Andy and others who were bold enough to pick the Patriots with an outright W. Yes, inside linebackers coach Zach Kerr is doing a great job standing in for defensive coordinator Terrell Williams. Mike Vrabel's got everybody fired up and rocking and rolling. The defensive line doing an awesome job. Robert Spillane, Christian Ellis, welcome back to the party. So many people making massive contributions. But I think as far as the uptick in defensive efficiency, effort, and performance, we need look no further than the reinsertion of their best player on defense and perhaps overall best player. That would be Christian Gonzalez. Though he was hardly going up against Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase last night, Christian Gonzalez against the Buffalo Bills, 44 coverage snaps in his second game back following the hamstring injury that would never end, 5 targets, 2 catches allowed, 36 yards, 1 pass breakup, and 6 tackles overall. People are not challenging Christian Gonzalez because Agent Zero in coverage is a dangerous, dangerous man. He gives the back end the extra time that allows the front end, that's right, the defensive pass rush to get home and do the things they need to do. Christian Gonzalez now officially back on track to get that contract next year. Agent Zero's a dude.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, he has definitely stabilized this defense. Big and time. We were talking about it last night, that feeling you have when you're like, oh, the last few first-round picks are an all-pro corner, an MVP quarterback, and a good enough at this point left tackle. Like, there's that checklist of marquee positions that you now have as a football team that I feel like makes you worthy of these games. You were playing in primetime last night, and it feels like you're putting together a primetime-worthy roster. Fitzy, another way to talk about that is jerseys. We always talk about jersey sales. Like, what kind of jerseys do kids want? You know what they want? A 0 with Gonzo on it. A 10 with Drake May on it. Now they want, he's not a young guy, but obviously Stephon Diggs is your number. They're checking off those boxes of those marquee tentpole positions. And, Zach Kerr's job is much. Is it Kerr or Kerr? I got to learn his name.
I think it's
better.
Kerr.
Well, it's spelled Kerr, but I thought it was Kerr, according to the media. Kerr down at Gillette Stadium. See what I did there.
How about Big Zach? How about you go with
Big Zach? Zach attack. But it certainly makes his job easier because one of my sneaky downs, there weren't a lot of downs other than the penalties to pull from last night's game, is Carlton Davis III is kind of the opposite of Stephon Diggs. He just hasn't really done anything right yet in my eyes. Every time, like the whole weird jet skis instead of working out with the team, and then he's not really on the field in training camp, and now he is on the field, and I'm like, are you good? Are we sure you're good? Are we sure you're worth $20 million a year? Because it doesn't feel right now like he's worth $20 million a year, but Christian Gonzalez is worth more than $20 million a year, and he'll find that out soon.
Yeah, you know, the guy that I wanted all offseason in terms of veteran cornerbacks to bring in to pair opposite Christian Gonzalez, Charvarius Ward, I believe he's actually having a very nice season for the Indianapolis Colts. Not to say that I'm going to start, you know, nitpicking and picking pepper out of fly blank. Carlton Davis is fine. He just hasn't been $20 million per season fine.
Yes, Dan Ball.
I kind of think we're unfortunately getting what you were worried that Carlton Davis has done his entire career. You know how many seasons he's played over 14 games?
Zero.
So there are inconsistencies in the game. But again, there are flashes of, oh, this is exactly what we're paying $20 million for. But unfortunately, now between Tampa, then 1 year in Detroit, and now in New England, I think this is the inconsistency you get with the guy.
And you can live with it, I guess, if he's your number two corner. And also you can live with it if you're playing this sort of mental game of money. Okay, you're paying him a little too much, but you're not paying enough for this guy over here, and you'll soon be paying him a lot more, and then you won't have this guy over here. You'll move on from him and get somebody else and balance the books in that way. This feels like there's a penalty every game where you're like, don't really need that. That wasn't in an elite.
Since day one, there's very literally always been something.
Yeah.
There's always an asterisk around Carlton
Davis. What's the best thing he's done? What's the good thing he's done? let me lower the bar from best to good.
I'd have to review the tape before I can give you a solid answer.
Yeah, he's been one of the few real disappointments because if you look, Morgan Moses has been good to really good. Robert Spillane, slow start. Now you're starting to pick up as a tackle machine. Milton Williams obviously has lived up to his paycheck. Stephon Diggs has been a revelation. It feels like almost all the signings, Garrett Bradbury, we're not talking about him, and I'm not a PFFer, so I'm not going to grade him, but the fact that we're not talking about him getting his ass kicked and ruining the game tells me Garrett Bradbury, been pretty good. Like, Carlton Davis is kind of the one addition and significant money addition that hasn't really added any benefit to this team this year.
Yeah, it's a shame. By the way, the pronunciation department checking in on the text line, it's Core.
I told you it was Core.
All right, good for you. I'll take a lap at the break.
I also mixed in Kerr and Core just in case, so at least some of them would be accurate.
All your bases covered. That's yes. The Andy Hart way.
Absolutely.
I'm sticking with Big Zach. But look, Carlton Davis is the guy you got. He's going to eventually miss a game or two or three, since Dan said he's never played more than 14 games in a season. I'll tell you, Andy, in about 15 minutes, we're going to speak to somebody who has actually surpassed and overplayed expectations thus far, cornerback Marcus Jones. So however you feel as though, like, Carlton Davis has underwhelmed, I think Marcus Jones has overwhelmed, helping add to the efficiency and excellence of the secondary.
Yeah, Marcus Jones is having by far his best stretch of cornerback play for me,
by far. Yeah, you told me he couldn't cover.
I didn't say that, and I certainly didn't say that 10 minutes before he set to join us on the show.
He's a good returner. I don't know about cornerback.
I said he's a great returner. I think he could be a good slot receiver or third down back. And I said, actually, the worst thing he does, I feel like, is play cornerback. But this year, I think he's played some of his best corner. Interception, physical play, tackles.
The physical play is the stuff that I'm really impressed by.
Yeah, I also wonder, is it sustainable? I know it's great when we talk about this, but I feel like when we talk about these undersized guys that they love physicality, like he told us earlier in the year, he plays like he's bigger than he is. You know how that usually ends? Not well, because there's usually people that are literally bigger than he is that end up hitting him at some point, and it usually doesn't end well. All right, Dan Ball, who's next?
That would be me. And
Are you ready?
We have a couple minutes in our three-point stance, and I'm going to use it dunking on the New York Yankees. Stiz, let's set the scene.
Down and ball.
That was Vlad Guerrero Jr. hitting a grand slam off of Will Warren, who relieved Max Fried, who gave up 7 runs for the New York Yankees. That was Vlad Jr. showing Aaron Judge what it's like to actually hit meaningful home runs in the playoffs. That was the sound of the Toronto fans reaching 111 on the decibel meter for the grand slam. Toronto baseball fans are underrated, but that is not why I'm here. Most runs through the first 2 games of a single postseason in MLB history. The Blue Jays now have it at 23. They're up 2-0 on the New York Yankees, who are on the brink of elimination. They'll play Game 3 tomorrow. And as much as I am excited to see that the New York Yankees are about to be eliminated, about to be swept and win exactly one more playoff game than the Boston Red Sox, this whole series infuriates me. The Red Sox were capable of beating the Yankees. They beat themselves in Game 2, and then Cam Schlittler had a great outing in Game 3. And they were capable of beating the Toronto Blue Jays. So as much as it was a successful season in 2025 for Boston, this series proves to me that they disappointed in the wild card rounds.
Blame Nate Eaton. It all comes back to Nate Eaton. Run your ass off from second base, and you're playing the Blue Jays. And you're probably getting blown out by the Blue Jays because you didn't have any pitching. Getting blown out by the Blue Jays in the next round would be more enjoyable than looking at the Yankees getting blown out. Even though there is a little schadenfreude in that, so to speak. You're right.
There is.
They were beatable, and they didn't even beat you. They just kind of advanced, right? Like, that's the frustrating part. Like, they never beat you as a Red Sox. You either beat yourself or they just kind of advanced. And that's got to be frustrating. Like, if you're Alex Cora, if you're our guy sitting back there, you got to be like, we coulda, shoulda, woulda, mighta, oughta, but didn't in the end.
Like, I look at the effort that's being put forth by the Yankees right now. Max Fried, your Game 2 starter, 7 runs. Garrett Crochet would have been pitching on regular rest for Game 2 of that series. You're telling me you're not getting better than a 7 runs over 3 1/3 outing from Garrett Crochet? I don't know what Connelly Earley would have done in a Game 1 with Toronto being rested up, but I can't imagine that it would have been a worse showing than what we're seeing from the paper tiger Yankees that we're seeing right now.
Or like a Toley, Harrison, Bernardino combo. I don't care. They would have at least hung in there and not spit up all over themselves like the Yankees have in Game 1 and Game 2. And, you know, New York radio is completely melting down, and it's wonderful. Actually, today, if you're a Boston fan, as much as you enjoy listening to WEI Afternoons, all of our fabulous programming on a Patriots Monday, slipping in a little New York radio is kind of delightful. If we're mentioning Schadenfreude, the Giants blew it. The Jets got absolutely waxed once again by the Cowboys. The Yankees got bombed out. The Mets blew it. Like, it's just kind of wonderful. It's really just it is a complete sweet treat. And Andy, the Yankees beat the Red Sox in game 3. Make no mistake, the Sox were never in that game. And, you know, they ate the Schlittler, and that's what happened. Okay. They just got dealt a legendary performance with that quadruple A lineup. Game 2 is the one where they absolutely whizzed away the opportunity to advance and at least try to get, I don't know, a home playoff game.
And we probably, while we're doing our little playoff baseball minute here, should apologize to the Blue Jays. Apparently the sky was not falling. You're actually hitting lots of home runs and balls into the sky. That's going to advance you to the American League Championship Series. So I apologize. John Schneider, that's his name, right? The manager?
That's the guy.
I apologize. I thought you were admitting the sky was falling, but whatever button you pushed, it seems to have worked. You scored 23 runs in 2 games.
Have you now apologized?
Thank you. It's over. It's a wrap.
It's over.
By the way, Big Poppy, please play Big Poppy on Fox trolling A-Rod and Jeter forever. I don't know if there's any television I enjoy more. Jesus could come back and they're still going to Cancun. Put that on a shirt.
And we'll wrap up our three-point stances with, we missed it, but it's out there now. Zach Kaur now also has the baddest ass nickname among defensive coordinators in the National Football League. According to the 508, Hardcore. That's a sick nickname for a defensive coordinator. Zach Hardcore. Woo! Print the t-shirts. Get that man a head coaching job. But for now, just let him run the defense.
Not yet. Let's keep him in New England for a while.
Keep him for a while, winning games.
What are you trying to get him hired by the Dolphins so that we have to deal with him for the next 5 years?
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Fitzy alluded to it. Our guy Marcus Jones, fresh off his game. Not clinching, but I think a big play in that game, interception of Josh Allen early on, helped the Patriots get the win. We'll talk to Marcus Jones next. And 4 o'clock, Drake May will join us to talk about his performance against Josh Allen. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.